it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Today we talk matters of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and My Aged Care. We're joined by Kristen Nusky, who's a recent appointee to the staff of Blind Citizens Australia. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vaughan. Thanks for having me.
You're a recent recruit to Blind Citizens Australia. Why don't you tell us about yourself and where you come from and how you got involved with BCA?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I'm originally from Western Australia, been in Vic now for about 7 years, and live in South Gippsland, which is a lovely part of the world. And for the past few years, I've been working in Melbourne for a support service there, assisting people to access work opportunities in their local area, doing some person-centred planning with them and seeing some of their goals really sort of pan out and support them in the relationship with the employer thereafter. So that's been really fun work and had some really good successes. But I guess I've moved now on to BCA for a number of reasons. One is just there's a lot happening in the sector, of course, and I think I was looking for a change, and so the connection with BCA, but also too, my husband has a couple of relatives that are blind. And so I've got to know them over the last several years, and also one of them I nominated for Senior Australian of the Year back in about 2014, I think it was. I'm interested in her story, her challenges, her life, and I guess the role at BCA appealed through that association with this particular lady. So yeah,
tell us what you do with BCA.
So I'm involved in a project that is around supporting people on an individual basis based on their needs in association with the NDIS or My Aged Care. So if they're a bit stuck, if they need some additional resources, I suppose another angle on a challenge that they might be facing in their journey, then, I'm here to look at that and sort of support them through that and problem solve wherever, is needed, I guess, as well. That is the basis of my role. So, for example, if somebody's in the scheme and they're waiting to have their plan done for the very first time, then just engaging in conversation around, what they've done to date, what is their plan looking like, have they articulated their goals in a way that's going to get them, the desired outcomes that they might be looking for, and also look at areas that they may not have thought of. So, for example, things that don't affect them all the time, episodic type supports that they may need that probably need some thinking and clarity, particularly around their first planning meeting. Also, if they've been a year in the scheme and waiting for the review of their first plan, just, going back and doing a bit of rethinking about what's changed for them and, what sort of things might they like to think about for this next 12 months. If you were wanting to get some support or perhaps think about some resources or links that you might need to access to get a better understanding of the issue that you're having, for example, if you're wanting to make an application to review the decision around your plan, your second plan, and you were feeling maybe overwhelmed or uncomfortable about that process and not sure where to access the form or needed some support to actually undertake that activity, then that's something that I could support you with, or BCA could, through my work.
And how can people get in touch with you?
So they can contact me directly at BCA. My work days are Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, so I'm available over those days, and by phone for the rest of the working week.
Some years ago, I did a series of programs on the NDIS, I said rather jokingly that there would come a time where there would be some training courses and training certificates, and possibly even a bachelor of the NDIS. That's not necessarily out of the realm of possibility, is it? Because you're running some workshops at the moment for people to meet the NDIS and My Aged Care head on.
Yes, that's right. Information is emerging every moment around the NDIS and My Aged Care. And I think it's been very difficult for people, you know, professionals and participants to try and keep up with the flow and, you know, complexity of information. And I think, you know, some people grab it with both hands and some people just, it really weighs them down heavily. So, and just in respect to, you know, a Bachelor of the NDIS, there are a couple of universities offering postgrad certificates now. So that is interesting. And, you know, I think it would be great if some people that are in the scheme could actually do the course and sort of lead some of that great work because they're experiencing, you know, the NDIS, you know, firsthand.
One of the things that's really struck me about the NDIS, at least currently, is that there seems to be a lot of discontinuity between groups of people, and particularly in areas of the country, about how the NDIS applies and how it's applied to certain circumstances. Is there still room, do you think, for people to lobby the National Disability Insurance Agency for change within the NDIS?
Look, I really think that that's, you know, I mean, that's certainly part of their intentions and their mantra, but it's just really the interface is people. I mean, I think they encourage people to complain and give constructive feedback and state their, you know, areas for improvement. But I think it's just a matter of when that stuff gets heard and action takes place, because, you know, in my experience more recently, you know, people have made, you know, complaints, very, you know, valid complaints which need addressing. And it might be quite simply something such as a response to not hearing about why they didn't get funded for particular things in their second plan from, you know, when they were funded in their first plan. So they've contacted the NDIS asking for more information and often don't even receive a response. So I think that there's some really clear examples that people aren't being valued and being heard through this process, and I think that's the work that needs to be sort of demonstrated and action needs to be taken. So I think I would hope that people would just band together strongly and be really vocal about that, because that's the crux of it, being valued and heard. You know, how do you make control? How do you have control and choice when you're not valued and heard?
One of the things that I'm hearing around the traps is that the age-old complaint that blindness doesn't change, and nor should the support that's available to blind and vision-impaired people, whether it be under the NDIS or My Aged Care, change. So why do you think the NDIA considers it necessary to reapply or reaffirm the plan every 12 months? Is there not a possibility for multi-year funding?
Look, I've heard some complaints around that. I was at an NDIS forum a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of people raised that exact challenge. You know, what we're finding is people are having their first plan done, and that creates so much stress and anxiety just getting that plan done and get it right. And then often, you know, it takes time to implement supports and navigate that new service world system. And then sort of, you know, 6 months on, we've got to do a review of the plan. And so it's sort of like a cycle of, you know, heightened stress constantly. I think that's an area that needs more attention. And I do see that perhaps that will change in the future. Or I would hope it would. I'd be advocating that certainly.
Aside from getting up and complaining directly to the NDIA, what do you think Blind Citizens Australia members should be doing to make sure that My Aged Care and the NDIS meet their needs and more generally, I suppose, meet the needs of other blind and vision impaired people?
Well, I think there's many ways that that can be done. I mean, they can, I guess, stress their concerns directly with BCA representatives through email or telephone. And I think BCA could respond by having a very solid register of issues and complaints that they're dealing with. And from that, I suppose, you've got good evidence which you can take to, you know, to the powers that be, which clearly identify those areas. But I mean, the other thing that could happen is we could, you know, develop sort of representative committees that attend, you know, things themselves, which gives them more power, more energy. There's more momentum around the lived experience and what that means in reality for people around particular issues. So, I mean, I think BCA are a fairly flexible, creative group of people that work really hard with their members around new ideas and innovative solutions for getting their voice out there and actually being heard and making a difference. So, yeah, I think that there's some good conversations to be had in that area and perhaps asking our members directly, you know, what else can we do so you have more control and choice and you can make a difference for people that are blind and vision impaired in the future.
It seems to me that blind and vision impaired people under the NDIS are somewhat underrepresented and that the NDIA, from what I understand, doesn't have a good grasp on the needs and the desires of people who are blind or vision impaired versus people who have perhaps higher support needs in terms of full-time care and things like that. I know that the government has been hitting peak body organisations fairly hard where it hurts in the funding pocket, but do you think that Blind Citizens Australia can do enough, or do you think that the relationships that BCA has and by virtue of those relationships, blind and vision impaired people have with other organisations like Vision Australia, the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, the Australian Blindness Forum and groups like that, do you think they really can affect change to the degree that it's needed on behalf of blind and vision impaired people before the NDIS is fully rolled out in 2019?
Look, Vaughan, I guess I'm not really in a position to offer anything but hope when it comes to that. And I think, you know, in the majority of cases, people that are blind and vision impaired don't sit alongside people with intellectual disabilities. So there is some assumption, I suppose, that they have different capacities and probably rightfully so. I've seen some really strong characteristics and features among some of the organisations that you mentioned just a moment ago. And I think that there's some good stakeholder relationships that I've seen and some fairly powerful submissions and work that's happened to date. So I believe that there is possibility for change. I think we've always got to hang on to that in this life of trying to get what one needs to live well. But you know, I think the conversations need to be happening and I think there needs to be some actions, whatever those actions are. I don't know, but that is the work of BCA and their friends. So I just live with the notion that there is hope and things will change and there'll be positive outcomes for people that are blind and vision impaired.
I'm keen to know more about these workshops. Where are they and how can people get involved?
Yeah, certainly. So you would know that perhaps there's been some running in New South Wales and I think the same workshops will be taking place in Victoria at the end of May, perhaps the last 2 weeks in May and the beginning of June. So I think we're looking at about 6 or 7 workshops across the Melbourne metro area and the regional hubs. So I think we're hoping to advertise those fairly soon through BCA and various other avenues, probably local government organisations, through our other organisations that we're affiliated with. We're looking for other ideas. I mean, I guess we want to get that out there as much as we can and get a really good response so people can join us and get lots from it. Any BCA member that may be eligible to go into the NDIS are in the NDIS scheme or people that are thinking about My Aged Care as the other option if you're not eligible for the NDIS, or even if you're thinking about My Aged Care in the future and you want to know more about it, that's a good place to come along and learn.
And presumably details will be advertised on the BCA website when they become available.
Yeah. Certainly, and that won't be too far away, hopefully.
Excellent. Kristen Nusky, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Kristen Nusky there with Blind Citizens Australia. If you'd like to get in touch with Kristen or any of the BCA staff, you can call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. You can email BCA on bca at bca.org.au. That's it for this week's program. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. We'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.